Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting third. The first baseman, Marv Owen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watwood throws the ball into Fonseca, who tags Akers trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball four. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to second. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a line drive into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Koenig scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Tate moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Blue reaches second base with a double. Jeffries scores. Tate scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Watwood reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it and throws to home to get Watwood. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive towards short. Akers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 0 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Owen fields the ball and throws to Sorel covering. Safe. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorel hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Kerr now playing second base. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Father Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ekrod hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Akers hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. George Uhel pinch hits for Mark Koenig. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Akers moves to second. G. Walker pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Bucky Harris pinch runs for George Uhel. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McManus scores. Akers moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Frank Daljak pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Walker steals second. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.